This is the word of the Lord found in Proverbs 16, verse 2. Proverbs 16, verse 2. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. You don't have to turn there, but there's a proverb that's very similar to this in Proverbs 21, verse 2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. Very similar teachings there in Proverbs. Slightly different words that give us a different perspective on this truth. That there are ways that a human being can consider. That is, there are purposes, paths, decisions that seem right, that are clean in our own eyes. That's by our estimation, by our reckoning, by our way of looking at clean and unclean, wrong and right. All those paths and all those decisions, all those ways we may take are clean in our viewpoint. But the Lord weigheth the spirits. The Lord pondereth the hearts. We're told to try the spirits to see whether they are of God or not. The Lord weigheth the spirits. Get right down to that which is innermost, that which is essential within a human being. The Lord weighs those. What does that mean, weigh them? Didn't even know a spirit had any weight. But it's the sense of to try it or to ponder it. Back in the old days, if somebody brought you a metal coin and claimed it was worth so much, it might be counterfeit, or they might have taken a valid coin of the kingdom and notched a little bit of the precious metal, the silver, out of it and collect all the shavings so that later on they could make them some coins themselves or trade the raw silver. And you got actually a little bit less than the denomination of that coin advertised. And so in order for a merchant who wanted to see that he was getting a fair deal, he could take that coin against a just balance or a just weight and put it in his little balance. And if it didn't give the correct balance, that is, if this silver coin that was supposed to weigh so much, a shekel, didn't measure up to a shekel weight, he knew that that person was trying to give him a coin that had been shaved or notched or mixed with a baser metal. So that is, in weighing that, he found out the true value. He found out the true material. And all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. That is, the Lord looks innermost into us and determines, is our motive really righteous? Is it really motivated by love? Is it really motivated by truth? Is it really motivated by a desire to please God or a desire to help others? Or are there baser motives involved in that? Because all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. Sometimes you'll hear people actually say that. You can question, do you really think that's right? And they'll say, if I didn't think it was right, I wouldn't have done it. You know, it reminds me a little bit of what the Pharisees and Sadducees said when they brought the Lord Jesus Christ to Pontius Pilate. He asked them why they had brought this man unto him for trial, and they answered and said, if he were not a malefactor, we would not have brought him unto you. That is, the very fact that we bring him unto you for judgment is the reason for that is because we know he's guilty. So they weren't bringing to determine justice. They weren't bringing him forth to evidence truth. They were had already made the judgment in their mind, and they said, Pontius Pilate, if he were not a bad guy, if he were not a criminal, if he were not worthy of execution, we wouldn't have brought him in the first place. Isn't that kind of proud? You know, we really don't need a trial here. We don't need any evidence to be brought forth. We don't need any witnesses, really. We just bring him to you because we already know he's bad. We just want you to carry out the sentence. Now, that sounds terrible to us, but sometimes we make decisions the same way, and we just decide, because it's what we decided to do, it must be clean. It must be right. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Now, if we read a little further down in this same chapter, Proverbs 16, we come to verse 25, which tells us, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, I want you just to put these two verses together. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. And then verse 25, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Okay, there's a number of ways that are going to seem clean to me, that are going to seem right to me, and yet the Scripture tells me that at least one of those ways, there is a way that's going to seem right to me, it's going to seem clean to me, but the end thereof, that is the final conclusion, are the ways of death. That there's going to be something that's the very opposite of life. This doesn't say it's going to end me up in the lake of fire, and it makes no representations such as that, but it's just going to be a path or a purpose that has to do with death, the very antithesis of life. Now here's my point, and I want to try to make it clearly, and that is this. Because all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, and then there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, there's going to be some decisions or some opinions that I hold that are going to seem right to me that are the very opposite of right. And because that is the case, I need to be humble. Does that make sense to you? We ought to always be teachable because of what this Scripture teaches. We ought to always be willing to listen and consider that we might just be wrong on some matters. It may be our opinions on politics, may be our opinions on economics, might be our opinions on raising children, might be our opinions on religion, might be our opinions on science or technology or automobiles or football teams or whatever, but we always ought to have the humility to approach a matter saying, I might be wrong. Now let me add one more scripture. The Lord Jesus Christ taught in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Notice there is a way, or the way. There is the truth, there is the life, and it's in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we talk about Him as the way, there is the purpose, the path, the means, the lifestyle. He's the way that a person should live. He's the way a person should please God. His way of life, is that which is acceptable in the sight of the Father. When he was baptized, he came forth from the waters of Jordan, and the Lord God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." On the Mount of Transfiguration, the voice of the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." And so he is the very way that is pleasing to God. He's the truth, that is the human embodiment of the great I Am. Jesus Christ is what he is, who is. He is the one who will abide forever. He's the one who defines that which is real, and that which is against him is that which is false. And then the Lord Jesus Christ is the life. He's called the Prince of Life. He's called the Bread of Life. He calls himself the Resurrection and the Life. He is the very one who by his deeds and his person has enabled us to be bound together in the bundle of life with the Lord our God. That's the very essence of life itself, is to be not separated from God, but combined and one with God, tied up with the bond of perfectness, which is love. That's what Abigail said to David. The life of the Lord is the life of my Lord, speaking to David, is bound up in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God. So here the Lord Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, I want to be balanced before I sit down. The fact that there are a number of ways that seem right to us, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. If you get the message here that there's a number of ways that seem that are clean in our eyes, a lot of different decisions, we'll go and we'll justify them. There's even among those ways, there is a way that seems right to us, and the end thereof are the ways of death. And so because of that, we need to be humble and realize that we may be wrong. We need to keep seeking. We need to search the Scriptures daily to see whether these things be so. We need to be teachable. Yet, I don't want anyone in here to throw up their hands and say, "Well, if all the ways of man are clean in my eyes, and yet among them there's a way that seems right to me, and the end thereof are the ways of death, then I'm just going to give up. I can't know what's true. I can't know what's right. I can't know what's clean." So one point of view is just as good as another. No. When you have the teaching from the Lord that says, "I am the way, the truth, the life, no man cometh to the Father but by me," the Lord Jesus Christ says, no, you don't have to just give up and say that the right way is unknowable, that the truth can't be possessed by a human being, or that the life of God is not in man. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So what that's saying is that there is the blessing that a child of God has to be able to know that which is true. And it's in Jesus Christ. So when we come to the scripture where the Apostle Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good," is that when you're approaching life and you're considering different opinions that people have, that you hear, that you even have, and you're trying to be humble about it, realizing all the ways of a man are clean in their own eyes, and so there's going to be a lot of different things I think are all right, but hidden within that, there's a way that seems right in my eyes and is the ways of death. Maybe I shouldn't hold any opinions or think I have any truth at all. No, we go to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has left us his word describing his life on earth, and those that followed him, what they wrote, and he's preserved his word. We can come to that, and as we look in there, Now, everybody has a lot of opinions on Scripture, too. But as you come to God's Word and you prayerfully say, Lord, I'm not worthy of the least of Thy mercies or of the portion of the truth that Thou hast begun to show to Thy servant, but please guide me and shine the light of Thy Holy Spirit as I look into Thy Word, and you continue a diligent and humble lifetime search to discover more about Jesus Christ within His Word. Whether you're reading on the first page of Genesis or the last page of Revelation, if you go searching for the Lord Jesus Christ in the Scripture and you ask His blessing, not saying, I deserve it, Lord, you ought to be glad I even gave you some time here in the Scripture, so you're just kind of obligated to open it all up to me. But when you come humbly and yet boldly saying, Lord, I know that I don't deserve it, but Lord, I ask for the richest blessing. I ask that You would just shine upon Your Word, and it's going to be a lifetime study with me so that I might behold more of the way, the truth, and the life. And when He does, and there's something that you are able to read or hear or understand, and the peace of God enters your heart, and you just feel that, amen, this is so, this is good, this will stand the test of time, this is motivated by love and truth, then when you have proved all things like that, and you find something good, you hold it fast. You hold on to it. You make that something that's a landmark for your life. And so that gives us this balance of the kind of attitude we have. One is to be humble. We need to be humble, because all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. We ought to be humble, realizing I could be wrong. But we also ought to be bold, inasmuch as the Lord, when He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh to the Father but by Me. He just made the way, the truth, and the life personal for all of His children. He says, this is the means whereby a person, a human being, comes to God. It's by Me. Now, I know much of the religious world has that statement kind of mixed up a little bit. There's a little bit of interpretation. The idea is no man comes to the Father but by their understanding of Me, or but by their confession of Me, or but by their belief in Me. So you kind of have to insert some words, but that's not what the Lord said. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. That's Him. It's not our opinion of Him. It's not our concept of Him. It's not our understanding of Him, even though those things are blessings, and that's what we're searching for. But the way you come to God is by Him. It's by Him. The Lord Jesus Christ, there in the darkness upon the cross, He didn't provide a possibility of salvation if you will finish up whatever is lacking. He didn't provide, as we just read, the offer of salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ was never offered unto a human being. The Lord Jesus Christ was offered unto God a spotless sacrifice. And you know what? God the Father accepted His offering in behalf of all for whom He died. If God the Father chose someone in Christ before the foundation of the world, then God the Son died for them on the cross there at that time in the world. And in the fullness of time, in their own experience, God the Holy Spirit quickens that one who was chosen and was redeemed, and they are regenerated. And so it is in the very person of Jesus Christ that every child of God comes to God. All that the Father giveth Me shall come to Me, He says. And him that cometh to Me, I will in no wise cast out. So that's what I want to leave you with, is the attitude that we should have is that because all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. We need to realize there's going to be some things that just seem clean to us, that just seem right to us, and they may not be. But as we go before the Lord and ask for Him to reveal more about His Son, the way, the truth, and the life, we come to understand what Jesus would do, what Jesus would say, what Jesus our Lord would pray, how He would face a challenge, His patience, His compassion, His determination, His love. As we come to the Scripture personally and use the light that others may have as a guidance, as something for us to search, to go to the Scriptures daily and see whether those things be so, and we find something good, then we hang on to that tightly. We hang on to that which is good. We prove all things and yet hold fast to that which is good. It helps us to be both humble and teachable and yet bold and steadfast. And that's a good way to be in the service of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for your good attention.